I remember that prior to boot camp, the recruiter asked me what type of job I wanted, and I told him I would like to be a welder. Well, fortunately for me, that did not happen. I was assigned to Fire Control Training, FT School, in Bainbridge, Maryland. Little did I know that becoming an FT would be the start of my career in the electronics field. After FT school, I was assigned to the USS Johnston, and while assigned to the ship, I received my General Equivalency Diploma, GED. In addition, I was sent to various electronics equipment schools. With the help of the additional training, I eventually became the ship's Gunfire Control Radar Operator Technician. The Gunfire Control Radar Dish was located on top of the director, and the director was located above the captain's bridge at the top of the ship. The radar transmitter and radar indicator was located inside the director, and this was my assigned battle station. The radar was used to lock on to targets that were discernible on the sea or air, but was basically ineffective when looking at a landmass other than determining the range to the beach. In the director, I had an optical rangefinder that could be used to determine the range to an object that was inland during the day, but it was useless at night. In Vietnam, as a gunfire control technician, on the night of the Tet Offensive, I could not use the radar or the rangefinder, so I sat on the top of the gunfire control director and witnessed an awesome combat experience with the enemy. As I watched and listened with my headphones, most if not all of the targets were called in by spotters who were under attack in the middle of the firefight. From my position, I experienced a spectacular assault on my senses. Our ships pounded the enemy relentlessly all night long. Our 5-inch 38s were smoking. I remember the ship shaking constantly as we fired those guns. The huge donut rings of smoke combined with the brilliant flashes of light and sonic booms, feeling the intense heat from the ignited gunpowder as those projectiles left the barrels. Star shells were exploding everywhere that night. They floated to Earth with brilliant light as we relentlessly pounded the enemy and turned night into day. Explosion after explosion, with back and forth red machine gun tracers, and what appeared to be yellow and red flames from what I thought were Sidewinder missiles flying through the air with subsequent explosions as they hit their targets. I remember thinking about the men who were out there on the beach fighting for their lives. I remember thinking about the men who were out there on the beach fighting for their very lives, knowing they were feeling the terror that besieged them, because they knew that death was everywhere, as wounded men had to be yelling, screaming in agony around them. That night I also remember thanking God I had volunteered and not waited to be drafted into the Army or Marines. If I had waited, I very well could have been one of those unfortunate souls crawling around in that cauldron of hell on earth that was created during that battle, and possibly not made it out of there alive. I left Vietnam a changed man. I had experienced firsthand what real sacrifice for freedom meant. I had learned to honor and respect all of the men and women that had lived and sorrowfully died to protect all the rights and freedoms over the 200-plus years only we as Americans have under our unique Constitution and Bill of Rights. From then on, whenever I see our flag and hear the Star-Spangled Banner played, chills run up and down my spine. I am indelibly changed by those experiences. I was proudly and most notably honorably discharged after 4 tumultuous years and a few earned disciplinary lessons along the way. Fortunately, right out of the Navy, I was hired by Texas Instruments Incorporated, TI, as an electronics technician at a whopping $2.39 an hour.